even the friendliest, most outgoing and extroverted person could sometimes feel a little timid, a little nervous when they're in a big room full of people they don't know. And when they happen to spot someone they know, even if it's just an acquaintance, well, suddenly their confidence will just rush back into them. It is amazing just what one friendly face can do. It is said that the desire for recognition is a fundamental and vital human need. And that's why when someone ignores us or when we're all alone, this can make us sometimes feel nervous, question whether we belong there. When we feel like no one cares about us, when we feel like we are all alone in the world, well, that is the loneliest moment. It's the most scared we can ever be. Do you agree? But when we are feeling that way, a simple hello by a friendly face really goes a long way. Today is a so-called substitute holiday here in Korea, and those who have to work nonetheless might be feeling they are all alone in the world. But guess what? I'm here. Our staff's all here. All the listeners around the world are here, having a good old regular Monday too. I'm Lena Park, and this is One Fine Day. Welcome to One Fine Day with Lena Park. That was Seoyoung-eun with 혼자가 아닌 나. I am not alone. Yes, we are not alone. We have this thing called a substitute holiday here right now. It is an alternative, a statutory holiday that the government designates if and when a public holiday happens to fall on a weekend. And that was the case yesterday, October 3rd. It was Korea's National Foundation Day. It was a public holiday, but a Sunday. And so since that means a lot of us were robbed of a red day, right, a free day off, the government granted a substitute holiday for people to be able to rest. And that's today. So today's a day off for a lot of people. But it's sort of a half and half kind of holiday because there are also a lot of people out there who are just having a regular old Monday, like us, here at OFD at KBS, well, for whatever reason. Perhaps you are an essential worker, or maybe you work for a foreign company, or you're a freelancer, or maybe you are just not even in Korea. You know where this is going, right? Our global roll call is coming up. So tell me where you are and what you're doing as you're listening to today's One Fine Day. Send in any song requests. And as always, please feel free to share your 사연들, stories and anecdotes about anything that's going on with you. Nothing's too trivial. Anything goes. You can message me on Kong, right on the various message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr, or leave a comment on our latest posts on Instagram at KBS One Fine Day and Facebook at facebook.com/EnglishKBS. If you have a Korean phone number, you can also send a text message to #8150. A regular SMS text will cost 50 won. A long text or MMS message will cost 100 won per text. In part two of today's show, we will be joined by music critic Youngdae Kim for our monthly look into the world of K-pop from the outside. It is our Monday segment, K-pop Inside Outside. I do hope you stay tuned. All right, time for our next song break. Here is Billy Acoustic with 그대도 나와 같다면, If You Are Like Me, featuring Song Hee-ran. One Fine Day is coming to you live from Seoul, Korea, where it is currently 5:22 p.m. here. And today, I think from today and on, it's finally supposed to get a little bit cooler. We had a nice cool morning. It's supposed to be raining right now, but I'm not sure if it's raining yet. definitely we're in for some wet weather at some point. Right now, I'm talking to you in a studio located on the fourth floor of the main KBS building in Yeouido, Seoul. Where are you? It's time now for our global roll call. A chance for me to find out where in the world all my listeners are and what you're all up to today. So where are you? Shaman DXCR 2020 says, Hi Lena and greetings from India. Today I'm in the office for duty. Hello, hello, and welcome to our show. Thanks for tuning in as always. HJS Diary says, Hi Lena, I'm Christina from Canberra, Australia. It's a long weekend here too, but I'm at home. Canberra is in lockdown. We'll listen to One Fine Day while I study. Final exam period is fastly approaching in Australia. All right, I do hope that your studies go well. And yes, we did hear about the new lockdown again in Australia. I do hope that things can get controlled very, very soon for you guys. Hadayuki07 says, Now I am at home. Ah, no place like home. I hope you are relaxing while you tune into our show. PSY05902 writes, Gakonni, heart, heart. It's a holiday and you're at work? Did you have a good weekend? Well, I've been away for a while, haven't I? It's because I've been studying for the exam. I came to a study cafe in the morning and I just had lunch. The exam is 15 days away. All the other schools start their exams tomorrow, though. My school is the only one that's late. And I can't even watch Bungyudaejang because of that. Well, those reruns, I have to say, every time I turned the TV on, it was on. I think it was on, like, they aired it like 4 times over the weekend or something. I feel like it's like the only thing they're playing. So don't worry, you'll be able to see lots of reruns in the future, or you can see lots of YouTube clips, or do a VOD binge kind of treat day for when your exams are over. In any case, don't worry about that. Let's worry about your exams and good luck. Yulbro1317 writes, 안녕하세요, 언닝. Yesterday and today, it feels like summer's back. I have been sweating so much. It's a substitute holiday, so I'm spending the day with my husband and the kids. We slept in, took a late trip out to a cafe. It's been great so far, and I hope the kids will continue to be good until their bedtime. I promised my older son to give him a gift if he successfully memorizes the multiplication table. I'll be testing him in the evening, so I will tell you how he does tomorrow. All right, glad you're enjoying your day off. And yes, now you have us in suspense. Will he pass? Won't he pass? JSJerry76 writes, Even though it's a holiday, I went to work. Now I'm going home with OFD. Oh, well, I hope you are not one of those who are feeling alone or felt alone in the world, like in my opening. And congratulations on already completing your day. Alright, let's look at song requests. Our first one is from listener John Daniel 9, who says, 안녕하세요, 리나 누나. I almost forgot, because it is a holiday, but the 까꿍 picture reminded me to catch the live show. I'd been too busy to catch the show every day in September, but it's October now. There are a lot of radio programs being aired at every hour of the day, but OFD is my one and only radio star. So my request song is 비와 당신 from the movie Radio Star. Thank you always for the fun show. All right, thanks for your request. It's a personal favorite of mine. And Lim Toya says, Hello, Nuna Nuna Kakung. Bright sunny weather here in Japan. I couldn't find any good autumn styles this morning for the meeting. Am I fat? Oh, have I changed my tastes? Well, actually, I am gaining weight during the COVID situation as well. Oh, well, yes. We call it the COVID-15, I think. It took quite a long time to decide, but I realized that the problem is not coordination, but a mask. Styling without a mask looks weird, like I'm forgetting something. We've gotten used to wearing masks these past 2 years, but hope to communicate with facial expressions and not the eyes ASAP. P.S. There was no way to watch Bungyudaejang in Japan, and Alicia Y shared the information of a Chinese site. Wow, crying. So sorry. Maybe eventually they will be able to make it available through international outlets. So just be patient. Lim Toya requested Avicii songs, 가을의 밤. So we're going to listen to those two requests. First up, it is actor Park Jung-un with 비와 당신, Rain and You. After that, it is Avicii with their song 가을의 밤, or Autumn Night. That was 가을의 밤, Autumn Night by Avicii, and before that we heard Park Jung-un with 비와 당신, Rain and You. Loyal 11 says, your expressions and gestures show that you must have a great sense of humor. But you look so different in each photo. I wonder if I'll be able to recognize you if I ever saw you in real life. Oh, yes. I guess I look different in each photo because, well, partly because it depends on how much makeup I have on or not. Yes. This is something all girls, we all understand, right? Listener, I'm Kelly, says, as soon as I saw the picture, I automatically tilted my head to the left. It felt like I stretched out my neck. Thank you. I didn't expect today's show to be a live show, but thanks to FD, I can relieve the sadness of the end of a holiday. What a wonderful way to look at that. Definitely so. We're all sad that it's the last day of the holiday, but if being here alive for you helps kind of soothe that wound a little bit, happy to help. Listener JungPro80 says, 안녕하세요, 리나 누나. Did you have a good holiday? Today is the last day of a long weekend, so I went to a big bookstore with my daughter and bought yet another book that I don't really read. I don't know if I'm just buying books to read them or just to collect them, but I just keep buying them. I've been interested in science books lately, so I bought a book titled Cosmos today. It makes me remember what a minuscule part of the universe us humans are. After a 3-day break, I'll hate to go to work tomorrow, but I'll cheer up by listening to your radio show, so 화이팅입니다. Oh, man, at least you go to a bookstore. I don't even remember the last time I went to a bookstore. I kind of think that all the bookstores I used to go to actually closed down, so I don't even know where to go anymore. But I used to spend hours, literally hours, just in the bookstore, looking at all the books, wandering the aisles. I don't know what kept me there, but time would just go by so fast. Yeah, we all gotta read more, huh? All right. Jisa Kim 0801 says, did you have a nice weekend, Nuna? I went to see a doctor this morning because I got a stomach flu over the weekend. Oh, I rarely had any meals for the last 2 days. Hope I can recover before I get my second shot on this Friday. And by the way, it seems like many folks' second shot schedule was reset to earlier dates. I was initially going to get my second shot on the 18th, but it changed to this Friday. Maybe the vaccine supply has increased? In any case, it's a good thing. Yes, they actually changed the rules to shorten the duration from 6 weeks to 5 weeks. There's like all these rule changes, and it's a, kind of like a, you gotta read the news every day to get an update, but yes, mine got moved up a week also, but unfortunately, I am not really happy with that date. So I guess I'll maybe try for some leftover vaccines. And speaking of, we have Pang Mi-young who writes, 안녕하세요, 정연씨. It's been a while. It is so windy today, and I think it will start raining soon. Now, on Saturday, I reserved a 잔여 백신, or a leftover vaccine, and got my second shot. Yesterday, I thought I was gonna die. Oh no. I had high fever. It hurt like I've been beat up all over. So I just stayed in bed all day. I'm feeling better today, maybe because I took some meds and drank lots of water. I'm resting on a Monday for the first time in a while, so I think I'll be able to listen to OFD in comfort. Request song, 김나영, 사랑했던 날. All right. Well, congratulations on getting your leftover vaccine. I was trying on Friday, but I could not get in there. I am just so slow. And then I just decided, Maybe I'll try next week. Well, so sorry to hear that you had a serious side effect that you were hurting, but so good to know that after a day you got better. That's supposed to be the normal reaction to the second shot. So congratulations, you are over the hump. And yay, you know, you're vaccinated. All right, for our next song break, here is Park Mi-young's request. Let's all listen to Kim Na-young with 사랑했던 날, The Day I Loved You. You're listening to One Fine Day with Lena Park on KBS World Radio. JSLee 2017 writes, 안녕하세요, 정연 누나. Did you have a restful weekend? Rain is in the forecast for the afternoon, so I went hiking in the morning. Right now, I am at a Dangol coffee place with my family, healing with some coffee and financier. Thank you for the live show today. I didn't even think of it, so it feels like a gift. Oh, everybody was expecting a pre-recorded, but no, surprisingly, we were able to get everybody out here. Staff is on, I think we're at half staff here on KBS, but in any case, we are up and running, so glad to be of service. Yun Mi-jung says, Kakung! I finally got to meet, wow, my nephew in person yesterday. Congratulations! So I had to do kakung or peekaboo a lot. And now I see you doing kakung on your picture. I helped bathe him and put him to bed. And I was so cautious because he's so tiny. He looks so cute sleeping with his arms up in a manse position. I wish I lived closer so I could see him every day. Oh, well, I wish I could see my nephew every day, but he is like an ocean away. So if I put it that way, maybe it'll make you feel better. At least you're a little closer than that. In any case, congratulations. So glad he came home and that he's healthy. Listener Alicia Y writes, last Friday, New South Wales State Premier suddenly announced her resignation, and I suddenly feel a sense of emptiness in me, which is strange for someone with zero interest in politics. I'm the kind of person who'd take a year to remember the name of the new Prime Minister, who'd draw smiley faces all over my blank voting sheet, and who can barely match names of politicians to their faces. But ever since the Delta strain of COVID hit NSW a few months back, our state premier's name and face would be splashed across all my news apps every day. I didn't think much of it, but at some point I had been primed to associate opening my news apps with seeing her face. When that stopped on Saturday, my news apps didn't feel like my news apps anymore. Perhaps I've been so devoid of social interaction lately that I started to grow attached to the one face I saw every day. Oh no! Oh, can only happen during a lockdown, Yes, this is a very pandemic, new normal kind of experience. Very interesting stuff there, very interesting story. Well, here's to hoping that lots more social interaction is in your very near future. And hopefully the lockdown won't have to go so much longer and we can flatten that curve. All right, well, hang in there and stay strong. All right, I'll be right back with today's Parallel Universe after one more song. Here is George. I'd kind of like to dedicate this song to the nice repairman who on a red day came and changed our boiler this morning. It's George's song, 고칠게. I'll change. 요즘 너무나 네가 낯설게 느껴져 어제는 They're different, but not entirely. Two different songs from two different parts of the world. It's like they belong to a parallel universe. It's time to listen to a couple of songs that are seemingly nothing alike, but actually somewhat similar in one way or another. Upon closer inspection, one K-pop track and one non-K-pop track, it's Parallel Universe. Today, we will listen to two songs that share the title, Alone. It's Alone, but they're sharing together, Alone. We're going to start with the K-pop song Alone by Cheese. Now, these days, Cheese is the name of the one-woman band led by singer-songwriter Taichung, beloved for her ever-so-cute, lovely, soothing voice and really relatable lyrics. She said in an interview that as a child, she had dreamed of becoming part of a K-pop girl group and actually passed an audition once, but had to give up on becoming a trainee because her mom was just not on board, not cool with that. Well, I can understand that too, right? If she had become a girl group trainee back then, I can't help but wonder what kind of girl group she would have been a part of. As for this song we're going to listen to, Alone, it was released as a single in 2014, which is actually before Taichung was alone in Cheese. But she did write, compose, and arrange this song all alone. And here's how the song starts out. A cup of coffee, this place where we used to come every day. Today, I'm alone. The memo we stuck on the wall on our first day is still there. The way we looked in the ever-so-distant memory seems to have been great for some reason. Oh, all the little things, insignificant, but that felt so significant before. Looks different now when you are all alone. As for our non-K-pop song, we will listen to Alone by British-Norwegian DJ, YouTuber, and record producer Alan Walker. Alan Walker gained global recognition in 2015 for his song Faded, which received platinum certifications in 14 countries. His song Alone was released about a year after that, and it's also now become one of his signature tracks. Here is what he himself said about this song. For me, Alone is about cohesion, a song that praises the feeling and comfort of solidarity. When I started making music, it was never about to be any particular thing, but about creating something for others who could enjoy it with me. What I have experienced by making music and sharing it with others are stunning. That's very wonderful. To actually use music as a way of reaching out to be less alone. So even though the song is called Alone, it's about not being alone. And here is a bit of the song's lyrics. If this night is not forever, at least we are together. I know I'm not alone. I know I'm not alone. Anywhere, whenever, apart, but still together, I know I'm not alone. This kind of sounds like a pandemic anthem as well, right? We're all talking about being together, apart, being alone, together. It's an interesting concept. Let's listen to these two songs back to back now. Cheese with Alone, and then after that, Alan Walker with Alone.
Coffee 한 잔, 매일 우리 즐겨 찾던 이곳, 오늘은 혼자.
That was Alone by Alan Walker, and also, by the way, vocals by Swedish singer Nuni Bao. I love that song. I love that name. It's so cute. And before that, we heard Cheese with her song Alone. Those were the Parallel Universe songs of the day. All right, coming up in part two of today's show, we will be outsourcing some outsiders' outstanding understandings of the outrageously complicated world of K-pop, with the help of outspoken music critic and ethnomusicologist Youngdae Kim on this month's K-Pop Outside. Hope you do stay tuned for that. But first, I'm going to wrap up part one of the show with one more song break. Here is Baegyerin with 다시 난 여기. Here I am again. Welcome to part two of One Fine Day with Lena Park. In a moment, we will get an expert outsider's view into the world of K-pop with music critic Youngdae Kim. So please, don't change that channel. Don't touch it. Don't touch. But first, a quick song break to give our expert guest some time to settle in here. Here's Blackpink with Stay. Thank you. The world of K-pop is ever-changing and ever-evolving. You think you are keeping up, but all it takes is a blink of an eye before you find yourself playing catch-up. Fortunately, we know some folks in the know, experts who can help us stay on track by sharing their secrets from the inside, as well as their well-trained views from the outside. It's time for K-pop Inside Outside. K-pop Inside Outside is a segment designed to help us keep up to date and learn a little bit more about K-pop from two different points of view. And it is to share his views from the outside. We have music critic, ethnomusicologist, and author Youngdae Kim joining me in the studio for this week's K-pop Outside. And welcome back to our studio.
Hello, how are you? It's good to be back. As always.
What's nice is because I see you once a month, yeah, I'm like more happy to see you. We have more to catch up on.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
So I think that's kind of a nice
thing. I like to see you more often, yeah, honestly. But this kind of monthly structure, like a schedule, I can kind of compile something actually.
That's true.
Substantial.
Kind of build up a little bit, think about it a little bit more.
Exactly.
We have our listeners, JSJerry76, Kim Jisoo, Update 2000, Alicia, Lahab82, all saying Yongha. Also with Hale. Do you know what that means?
Yongha?
There is a penguin, and a famous penguin, and then when he says hello, he says Pengha.
Oh, yeah.
So that's sort of a riff, and our listeners do this for everybody.
Okay.
So hi. I'm Riha, and we have Kim Youngdae-shi, Yongha. Yeah. So It's cute.
How are you?
I'm good. How have you been?
I recently got my first shot.
Congratulations!
I'm waiting for my second shot next week. So.
Yes. Oh, next week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kind of nervous.
I think you got your shot almost like similar to me. Because my shot is also scheduled for next week as well. Second one.
So nothing happened? I mean, how was it?
The arm hurt really badly. It was like dead weight. I could not even lift it even a little bit. And like trying to brush my teeth, if I had it on my right hand, if I would not have been able to brush my teeth. That was how much it hurt for about a day.
Yeah.
But other than that, and then sleeping a lot, it was okay.
I've been pretty good. Yeah. I mean, for the first 3 days, I guess.
Yeah.
But after 3 days, I kind of felt the dizziness a little bit. Nausea a little bit. Not serious at all. Maybe I was just too kind of...
Maybe it's something else? Maybe it was not related?
I mean, it might not be a physical condition. Mm-hmm. Maybe I was just too cautious. I mean, too...
Maybe.
You know.
Right. Thinking
yeah,
about
thinking
it
about
a little too much. I don't know. I mean, I've heard a lot of people say they felt dizzy after the first shot.
Oh.
So that is actually kind of common.
Yeah.
And some people had some nausea. My husband got nausea after his second shot, so... Ooh, knock on wood. I mean, I don't want to be sick at all, but if I had to choose my symptom, I just don't want to be nauseous.
I mean, the date of the week is really important.
I think so.
Yeah.
You have to schedule the vaccine hangover day. Absolutely. But, you know, for most of us, it will just be the 2-3 days feeling a little wonky. And then hopefully we'll be right back. Most people said they pretty much bounced back after the third day.
Next time I come here, I think the situation will be much better for everyone.
Oh, man. And hopefully this situation will be just getting only better and better.
With mask on still, probably. But
sure. For the meantime, absolutely. But, you know, luckily, thanks to human... the power of human, adaptability. I've gotten used to the mask.
Are you happy that heat is gone finally?
I am somebody who is very susceptible to the cold, right? I cannot stand even if it's a little bit cold.
Right.
Like, I'm sitting on a heating mat right now. I have a blanket over there. I cannot wait for it to get cold. Hurry! It's just too hot.
It's October.
I know. It's October.
Oh, my God.
I know. Are you
Time
ready?
Flies.
Are you ready for the fall?
Yeah.
I guess, more or less. Yeah, we're ready. What kind of songs have you brought in for us today?
Well, I bought two relatively new songs, as always, mm-hmm. and three kind of oldie but goodie.
Nice.
With a kind of consistent theme.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'll talk to you about, about
good.
It later.
You're going to take us on, down.
Yeah, so first, mm-hmm. well, my first choice of this week, this month, would be a much-hyped collaboration between the Coldplay and the BTS.
The BTS. seriously, much hyped, very well put. We really couldn't not talk about it, huh?
Yeah.
It's tough.
Several months ago, yes. I heard about it from one of the insiders mm-hmm. that there's going to be a collaboration.
Wow, so you had an inside
but
track.
I couldn't tell. So
okay,
I couldn't speak about it. So I kept it secret for many months. And finally, it was revealed.
Wow.
My universe.
So do you know how this even came about? For me, it felt random.
No, not many information, but I definitely heard that there is a song recorded between Coldplay and BTS.
Yeah.
It's co-written by, both of them.
Right.
So it was definitely in a huge, probably the biggest news.
Jeez.
But I couldn't talk about it in public. So.
Oh my gosh, your lips must have been so...
So I kind of waited for this moment.
Waited for this moment, finally. But yeah, it's this huge collaboration by, two of the really big heavyweights in the music industries globally.
Right.
And I heard about this first from a friend who posted on their social media. They're like, Chris Martin is singing in Korean.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah. I mean, there's, honestly, there's been a lot of talk, debate, good things, bad things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from different perspective. I mean, from Coldplay fans, mm-hmm. BTS fan, whether this is really a kind of perfect, collaboration or a good song for Coldplay, for BTS, or usual, or average. Honestly, from a critic's point of view, maybe this is not the best Coldplay song or best BTS song, but the fact that they successfully collaborated, not a kind of mechanical collaboration. I mean, with Zoom online, sending song MP3, and via emails. Yeah. And so, that's how I describe kind of mechanical, not less organic collaboration for another buzz or something like that. But this is really, they definitely do it for...
buzz.
Yeah, for buzz, for more success. But I mean, as you really witnessed from the making film...
Yeah.
There's definitely a great, collaborative, ideas and mutual respect and real, human feelings there.
Oh,
and then they're so enjoying themselves writing this song, recording this song. I mean, different members, singing with different voices. Chris Martin is pleasantly surprised with all these, great talents of BTS. So, I mean, with just that scene, that moment, I'm really happy. I'm really happy, and I think it's really historic. I mean, top stars.
Wow, okay, that is kind of good to know, because I think the skeptic, me being one of them, was definitely, just more to just a headline-making project. Let's, make ourselves an issue or, drum up some buzz. And then wondering who approached who, and I was very kind of jaded, kind of perspective on it. But actually they had a really creative collaboration.
Yeah. I mean, you're a recording artist yourself, so collaboration doesn't always mean that it's going to be the best one from each side.
Yes.
Sometimes it's going to be be less perfect. I mean, less ideal situation for both of them. They're trying their best to come up with best ideas from each side, but sometimes it's not a kind of 1+1=2 situation.
That's
right?
Very true. it doesn't feel like a collaboration. It sounds more like a compromise.
Yeah.
that's the worst possible thing that can happen.
Yeah, but I mean, they're really sensible.
Yeah.
Each of the members really sensible.
Yeah.
They have their kind of commercial appeal in different ways. Chris
That's
Martin
true.
Pointed out that the really things that you know, set BTS apart from mm-hmm. other boy bands or mm-hmm. Western boy group is that they're a performer. You know, they're a great performer and great singer and rapper at the same time. Mm-hmm. And I think this song in particular shows that they're a more vocal side, vocal ability,
okay.
and, you know, having fun moment mm-hmm. and a great, great tunes from Chris Martin and BTS. So I think it's a good song
okay.
overall.
That's with that in mind, let's actually check out the song itself. It is Coldplay and BTS with My Universe. That was My Universe, the very buzzed collaboration between Coldplay and BTS. And as we were listening to it, Mr. Youngdae Kim was talking about how this is a number one lock.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even need to call it right
yeah.
now. Yeah, it's locked.
It's
and many
locked.
Prediction accounts and sites predicted this song to be number one song next week.
It is
well,
really...
it's going to be announced sometime tomorrow, I guess.
Okay.
So we'll see.
We'll be
I don't
ready
know
for
how
that.
Many how many number one songs
my
of
goodness.
BTS this year.
I don't know. Four,
wow.
five? I don't know. But
probably
it's...
this number one strike
yeah.
would mm-hmm. help them to mm-hmm. be recognized in the coming Grammy season, I guess.
Perhaps
it's
so.
Coming. It's coming next next
one.
Month.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, well,
yes.
but for me, well, Coldplay
yes.
is a great band, but
oh, yeah.
for me, this whole collaboration, many like naysayers would say that mm-hmm. well, you need some help from Western artists, but for me, BTS
no.
is the greatest band in
BTS
the world.
BTS is doing Coldplay a favor.
So
they don't really need Coldplay.
Exactly. I would say it's kind of with or without situation. So you might need some Western artists
yes.
to be recognized
uh-huh.
by some sort of like audiences.
True.
But for a number one song,
yes.
they have tons of number one songs already. So
that's true.
I don't think it's kind of necessary
yeah.
to have a you know collaboration with Western artists. But anyway, it's a good nature. It's a good song.
It's a good song. And something that you said just now, good nature. That was that's an impression I get from this song
mm-hmm.
too. There's this very good naturedness about it. Easy peasy.
Yeah.
They're not really trying to like reinvent the wheel.
Be serious.
Yeah, no, it's good, fun, easy listening. Kim Ji just feels like this song has the vibes of both of these groups.
Right,
and it's
a little bit from each side. Yeah,
I
definitely.
Mean, definitely we hear these days Coldplay.
Yeah.
They've gotten a lot of kind of electronic pop in their sound, and that's familiar. But then, yeah, we have BTS. And it's
one side of BTS, right?
Yeah, well, a little more focus on their vocals.
Yeah.
And Update 2000 says, I usually listen to a lot of Coldplay, that this is a very kind of a novel combination. Most people are really digging it.
You know, mm-hmm. the funniest part of this collaboration is not just song itself, but earlier this year, the German broadcaster
mm-hmm.
criticized BTS.
Oh, yes, I read
covering
about that.
The song of, you know,
of Coldplay.
You know, with a highly kind of racist undertone.
It was
so
really
bad. I'm wondering
yes.
what would he say
now, right?
What
that's
he would say
true.
About this.
Right. Egg in the face. It was really rude what he had said. But yes, it's true. It's the greatest kind of victory to actually just go ahead and be like, okay, well, we're going to just collaborate with Coldplay
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah.
So. All right.
You never know.
Be careful what you say. All right. We are moving on to our second track of the day.
Next song is your new bias in K-pop, NCT 127. It's not a title track. It's not a lead
yeah.
single. But I think it's this one is one of my favorite B-sides from this album.
Oh, wow.
It's called 같은 시선. The English title is Focus.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, there are
this
two different...
This is from the sticker album, right?
Yeah, sticker
okay.
album. Sticker sold two point some million copies already.
And they're also doing really well in the Billboard chart, I heard, too.
Yeah, number
mm-hmm.
three at,
nice.
At the album chart. Yeah.
Wow.
Nowadays, it's kind of... You know, we just commonly, casually say
yes.
that they go number one, they go number three,
I
but
know,
still, it's amazing record.
Mind-boggling, yes. That's pretty amazing. Wow, congratulations on their new also.
Yeah,
really,
so
really successful.
There are two different sides of NCT 127. Mm-hmm. One is a kind of neo, kind of more industrial,
yeah.
more edgy, avant-garde. The other side is very rich, throwback R&B vocal side. I like both sides, but sometimes I kind of prefer the vocal aspect of NCT 127 because I think that's the kind of thing that's been overlooked by many K-pop fans. Because,
true.
I mean, on TV, you always see the only one side of NCT 127,
right.
But I think this song, that's why I kind of boldly chose this song to be played in kind of, you know, national radio.
Yeah, okay. So, 같은 시선 is one of those beat tracks, and it's not the avant-garde side,
nope.
But it's more kind of focusing on their musicality.
More throwback, 90s, 2000, R&B.
I was surprised that they are kind of doing a lot of the 90s throwback.
Yeah.
Maybe that was one of the things that kind of drew me. Even before I read your chapter in your book on them, I was a big fan of the Regular Irregular album. But I was surprised because I was hearing some like Will Smith. And I'm like, these kids are too young to even know this music, but they had this sensibility about
it. You know, K-pop has been, you know, having this kind of throwback vibe almost like many years ago,
even
before the throwback and the R&B, you know, 90s stuff's been really popular in the U.S.
That's true.
I think in K-pop, there's more flexibility. I mean, that's what a composer and producer would say.
Yeah.
Because K-pop doesn't really care about the what's from what decade.
True,
what's from what
true.
Era.
They'll take it if they want it.
Whatever works. That's the basic philosophy. So I think that this one would also kind of demonstrate that idea of how like throwback R&B would be kind of reinvented and kind
modernized
of contemporized in a K-pop context.
Absolutely, yeah.
I guarantee you would love this song.
Okay, I haven't checked out any of the B-sides yet, so very excited to. Here is NCT 127 with 같은 시선 or Focus. That was NCT 127, 127. 127 is what they call him here in Korea.
We were almost dancing together.
Oh my gosh, this song blew me away. Mind blowing. What I did was I actually immediately put this on my playlist. And Youngdae has actually more recommendations from another kind of cool deep track from this sticker album.
Yeah, kind of similar
this kind
throwback
of
R&B.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Magic Carpet, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a song I would recommend to you know, R&B hardcore fans.
I am all on Twitter about this song. It is so awesome. It's not like throwback R&B as in like 90s R&B. It's not cheesy retro, tongue-in-cheek thing. No, it's like serious early neo-soul. I'm thinking Jill Scott, Eric Benet, and then these chords.
D'Angelo.
Expensive. Expensive. 명품 chords, right?
Yeah, luxury advanced. Chords. I mean, this is a song really
this gets
you when you really
kind
of, understands that kind of difference, right?
Based to the tension that's going
tension
on.
Yeah, chords.
Very, very hard to sing in harmony as it is, but it is a testament to their vocal skills that they can sing in this harmony. Really, really hard to keep tensions with these kind of very, you know, sustained chords and the ninth chords, 11th chords, chords.
This is kind of thing that I really, you know, I always want to talk about and always want to talk about, especially for those who are kind of dismissed charm of K-pop.
Idol.
Yeah, same,
whatever.
same old.
Yes, bubblegum pop.
The bubblegum pop, dance music, things like that. Well, it's true in a way,
but that's the face of it.
There's a whole lot of spectrum there, you know, with
even
so many different genres. I would boldly say that it's even more complicated sometimes than US or UK pop.
Oh, yeah.
Because for them, they kind of, in their business mind, this business model, they always had kind of narrow choice in choosing the what's being trendy or what's going to be hot these days. But in K-pop, there's a lot more flexibility.
That's true.
Yeah.
I never thought of it that way. Most people are really, in Western pop, categorized strongly by their genre.
Definitely.
Right? And K-pop idols, their genre is diversity.
Yeah.
So
because they don't care about the race, ethnicity,
there's no
local.
Label, there's no regional thing
going on.
And they'll draw from whatever influences.
Yeah.
More free, really.
Yeah, more free, yeah.
Ah, that's kind of an interesting, very avant-garde way to think of it, but it's so true.
Yeah.
All right. Those are two, like, really, really trending songs. If you don't have 같은 시선 on your playlist, put it on your playlist. That's just me talking. That's just fangirl me talking. If you are just tuning in, this is our monthly Monday segment, K-Pop Outside, with music critic Yongdae Kim joining us in the studio. Now we're going to switch gears and go kind of back down memory
lane.
Discovering
kind of old K-pop.
Rediscovering.
K-pop before K-pop.
Let's do it. What's our next track?
Well, we now use the term alternative rock, modern rock, indie rock. But there were there was a time when some of the artists kind of experiment, kind of alternative-ish sound.
Okay.
Because they didn't have the vocabulary there.
No, not at all.
Yeah, so it's to be to put it simply, it's alternative rock before Korean alternative scene.
Mm.
So, I mean, Korean alternative indie rock, punk rock scene kind of emerged around 1996, 1997
yes.
in Hongdae. But these songs that I will talk about today is the song provided kind of musicians who were not, you know, considering themselves indie pop or alternative rock star, rock musician. But they're just simply kind of expanding their territories and trying to, you know,
they were very outside of their box.
Yeah,
especially
definitely.
For that time.
Yeah, but there was at that time, I mean, Kung Hiro B, Next, Strategy Wider, and those guys, those singers and writers do whatever they want to, you know, do.
Absolutely.
Regardless the genre or boundaries and anything. So I chose three songs released around 1994, 1995 that I would now consider as a kind of what we'll say, kind of pioneering effort of Korean alternative rock.
So just they were kind of like paving the way for the world of alternative or indie or modern rock to kind of become its own thing here.
Yeah.
This is the precursors.
Yeah, precursors.
This was
good
the
word.
Birthplace here. So we're going very back to the beginning. And who are we going to talk about and listen to first?
Yeah, first song we're going to listen to is H2O.
Oh.
오늘 나는. Yeah, they're a legendary rock band. They were debuted as a heavy metal band.
Oh, they did?
Back in the late 80s.
Okay.
There was, two or three years of Korean metal heyday.
Yeah.
In downtown. Mm-hmm. And H2O was one of the front runner in that scene.
Mm-hmm.
But sometime in late 80s and early 90s, they decided to go modern instead of heavy metal.
It's quite a shift.
Yeah, so H2O, second album and third album, H2O was the result of their changed style as modern alternative punk.
Wow, and, punk.
Yeah, they're kind of rock version of Kung Hiro B.
Okay.
You know, they're really experimental.
Yeah.
Sometimes very kitschy, cheesy, but experimental. I said experimental twice anyway.
Yeah.
And the leader of this group was Kang Gi-young, Halparan. Famous, really pioneering EDM producer later.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're just kind of evolving from one thing to another thing into another thing.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, I personally did not really experience H2O's music, but when I first came here, you know, all the guys around me, I was surrounded by men, right? And if you're cool, you listen to H2O.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, that idea that you're going to be cool if you listen to this, or you have to listen to this if you want to be cool. But that's the definition of modern rock, alternative rock, compared to the heavy metal and hard rock before.
Yes.
Because, I mean, hard rock, heavy metal before was more considered as adult music.
True.
I mean, for an older generation.
Mm-hmm.
But this younger generation, they're trying to find a new ideas, a new sentiment, even though they're almost using the same rock idiom.
Yeah.
But they want to present it different way, more hip way, more modern way, with different fashions even.
They were the trendsetting kind of generation.
Short hair.
And setting that foundation for later. All right, let's check it out. Here's H2O with 오늘 나는, Today I. That That was H2O with 오늘 난 and today I. Apparently there's a 1 minute intro, you said. Just randomness. Radio PDs everywhere really loathing what to do with this song.
Yeah, I mean, there's a 1 minute like conversation, noise.
Oh, in the beginning of this
song.
Yeah,
in the beginning, gibberish.
Before the music even starts.
Yeah, music starts.
Alicia says, I don't know why the instrumentals are making me imagine like action films, especially those with a lot of running, maybe police.
Yeah. Kind of like losers, like chasing each other.
Running away from police.
Throwing up, like drinking.
Oh, no. Like, Kim
Ji-soo. British movie.
Especially. Yeah, like a British movie.
A lot of swearing.
Yeah. Yeah, a little Velvet Underground.
Yeah, exactly. Or Trainspotting.
Trainspotting. Kim Ji-soo says, what is this unidentifiable hipness?
I'm still figuring out. Yeah. But you know what? This is so amazing because, I mean, this sounds more hip. Mm. Hipper than most of...
It's
like
still,
current,
very
yeah, still very
clever
hip.
And witty. Actually, even more trendier now because it's accepted.
Yeah.
But back in 1993, this must have been just shocking.
Yeah, shocking, definitely.
Yeah.
So
talking
that
about
was
watching
still
your
the
face.
Time of heavy metal and more kind of legitimate hard rock scene there.
Even heavy metal music, too. They had very lofty lyrics.
Mm.
You know, melodramatic and stuff. And this is just all about mundane.
I mean, if you look at the title, it's all about me, you, who I am, what I feel right now.
Right.
I mean, me not as a serious human being, but me as a someone who's been struggling with this all daily, you know, situation.
Yeah, kind of a reaction to the maybe lofty, kind of unrelatable music that might have been more prevalent. And it's so relatable. The Update 2000 says, the lyrics, are they about me?
I brush my teeth. I look ugly. Why?
Yeah.
You know, that's a theme. That's the theme of the song.
Yes. It's true. It's hip now. It totally is.
Yeah,
that's
definitely.
Cool. That's some cool stuff. All right, next, please.
So another example reflecting this kind of situation, a new wave of Korean rock, is surprisingly, now the name's gone, and not many people would remember this group
it's
at all.
It's quite obscure.
But it's a revolutionary group at the time, Mutant.
Mutant.
Yeah, the song is Cruel You, 잔인한 너. So... you probably, Lina, you would know this particular
group. Yes, I know Mutant well because
I
know MGR. He was the leader.
Yeah, guitarist and leader.
Mm-hmm.
And co-led by the vocalist and guest vocalist for 공유로비. Yeah, who sang 아주 오래된 연인들.
That's right.
Kim Tae-woo. Now a faithful pastor.
I know. We talked about him on the show before on another segment. And not to be confused with G.O.D.
Oh, yeah.
Different Kim Tae-woo.
Yeah.
Yes. But Mutant. Now defunct, but back in the day, really, I think, very underrated.
Yeah, definitely.
You know?
Well, they left only one album.
Yeah.
And after that, they they separated and MGR.
Yes.
Became a really successful songwriter and
Absolutely.
Composer.
Arranger
as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Kim Tae-woo has kind of gone out of the scene. But they left this album, Mutant. And for a lot of critics and huge rock fans, well, even though we had H2O before, I think this particular album, Mutant and group, was more kind of intentionally alternative rock.
Yes.
Definitely kind of inspired by the contemporary, like, alternative...
the Seattle grunge
scene. Rock music. So, for some professional writers and critics, this one is one of the earliest Korean alternative album.
They were completely groundbreaking then. Coming from in high school, it was all about Seattle alternative grunge for me. So I connected a lot with this music, was able to hear it, couldn't get my hands on an album, but did listen to some of it from somebody else's tape, cassette tape. And of course, have a very long-standing relationship with MGR from the very first album.
How is he as a person?
I have not been in touch with him.
Uh-huh.
But as a person,
uh-huh.
personality-wise?
Uh-huh. Yeah, personality.
Oh, he's a great guy.
Okay.
He's a great guy. He's a little kind of...
Where this all interesting, you know, like sometimes kitschy, like funny ideas coming from?
That's his personality. The kitschiness and the kind of funny sense of humor, wacky
I
sense
really
of humor.
I really admire that.
The quirky sense of humor. Yeah, that's definitely yeah. his sense of humor. Huh. Yes. And I actually covered an MGR song, not a mutant song, on my second album, Nune Moga, which had much more comic lyrics originally, mm-hmm. but we had to just change it because
yeah.
I couldn't pull it off.
Right.
We were talking about red pepper flakes stuck in your teeth and, you know, all this kind of stuff in his lyrics.
I'm one of the very few mm-hmm. few people who actually have the MGR's first album.
That's also very obscure.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. it's kind of legendary album. It was
yes.
not officially released and distributed.
Mm-hmm.
It was full of really funny,
gems,
quirky
yeah.
dance music,
yes.
Funky music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wish many people would finally have an opportunity to listen to the song
yeah.
eventually. At
eventually.
Some point. Yeah.
It is a hidden gem. Did not see the light of day. MGR, he loves his... He's genre hopping very mm-hmm. much so. But I really loved the grunge stuff.
This is a debut, actually.
This is the debut?
Yeah, this is the debut
of
him. I've never seen him before. As a composer, as a producer at all.
The first time I heard him was 015's sixth album.
Yeah, that was 1996.
Oh,
this is 1994 we're talking about.
Oh, this is way
yeah.
after.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Mutant, this is the original stuff. And like I said, it was very kind of up my alley because the
uh-huh.
influences were similar to my personal
yeah.
musical influences. And this is going on in 1994, you guys.
Yeah.
So it's going to be kind of mind-blowing. Here's Mutant with 잔인한 너, or Cruel You. That was Mutant with 잔인한 너, Cruel You. I'm so glad you brought this in just to kind of show people, look.
Yeah.
Look, you know, we're going to dig.
We had a song like this back
yes,
in the day.
Yes, totally. This is fantastic stuff. Very heavy U2 influence. And
yeah.
I was thinking, wow, it very has a what is it, 이승열 느낌.
Yeah, You and Me
you
Blue.
You and Me Blue느낌. But yeah. you said that they predate
it's
You and Me
Blue. It's a year or 2 years ago before You and Me Blue finally came out.
Right.
So it's a groundbreaking.
It is really, really groundbreaking.
In that way, too.
Absolutely.
And that current pastor, former.
Yes.
Rocker Kim
mm-hmm.
Tae-woo sounds amazing.
Fantastic.
Amazing.
Really fantastic vocal chops there. All right, we've got time for one more.
Yeah, it's a legendary song from legendary group, 서태지와 아이들, again. I mean, in every genre in K-pop,
yes.
when we talk about, you know, pioneer, frontrunner,
yeah.
you know, godfather, we always came up with this name, 서태지와 아이들, because
either.
He did everything. Everything
changed, really, the face
yeah,
of
all your
K-pop
first
as we know it.
Well,
that's true.
Yeah, so
top, apex, you know,
yeah,
it's true. 서태지, quite an interesting figure, the godfather of K-pop, I guess.
Yeah, mystic figure,
mm-hmm.
having a lot of like secrets, but the
mm-hmm.
song really, there's his songs really show that kind of aspect. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
the lyrics are mysterious and hard to understand, a lot of things that you might not really understand what he's trying to say,
mm-hmm.
but
that's
still
rock.
Really intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, still you would love that song with or without understanding all the details, but
right.
and it really kind of gives you kind of curiosity,
I
right?
see.
To know more about this song, know more about this artist. I think that that's a part
wow.
of the charm, 서태지, or either.
Also, especially. Very, very unique.
Absolutely.
One of the biggest differences between Kayo, Korean pop, and
mm-hmm.
Western pop when I first came to Korea
mm-hmm.
was you have to be so succinct and concise and clear when you are singing in Korean.
Right.
But if you wanted to be a cool alternative grunge band like Pearl Jam or something, the more that they didn't understand you, the more cool you were. You know, you were mysterious. You have to figure it out. Like Nirvana, what is he singing about? You know, the mystery of it, it actually inspired a deeper fandom.
Yeah, that lack of clarity itself is alternative. That's
true.
A punk. So
spot on.
Yeah.
So Seo-taeji was someone like that. Now this is interesting because you were talking about today's theme here is, you know, groundbreaking alternative rock before K-pop had alternative rock.
Yeah.
But Seo-taeji wa either, most people think of Seo-taeji wa either, not Seo-taeji's solo stuff later, is not rock, but Kayo, K-pop. Even like hip-hop,
definitely.
Right?
EDM.
So are we going to... How do they fit into today's discussion?
I think it is K-pop.
Yeah.
That's why we got to call him K-pop. This ultimate hybrid kind of juxtaposition of different types of genre.
Yeah.
But still to be able to be recognized as a distinctive sound. I think that's the gist of K-pop these days. I mean, we don't call K-pop a single genre or a single kind of arrangement or style.
Right.
We call K-pop because we kind of consider K-pop as a total package.
Right.
I mean, as a set.
Umbrella term.
Yeah, umbrella terms. And I think Seo-taeji wa, not just Seo-taeji wa either, but Seo-taeji wa either was one of few people actually created that kind of mindset, idea of music making style. So for this song, I chose 슬픈 아픔.
슬픈 아픔?
Yeah, it's from their fourth album, final album as a group.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, everyone remembers that album as a comeback home or 필승, but I think this one is a hidden gem, and this one in particular really shows that alternative grunge, mid-90s kind of rock vibe.
Oh, interesting. And this is from 1995. And this alternative kind of grunge sound that Seo-taeji does here, probably kind of a clue as to where he was going to evolve.
Definitely.
Later
on. For his solo album, he's gone, you know, rocker.
Total rocker. And it seems like a shock, but to real, like, hardcore Seo-taeji fans, it was not actually that much of a shock.
Definitely.
For him to kind of make that transition.
Yeah, he's been consistently showing his kind of roots in very different type of songs, like Hayoga, even Nanarayo. He always put kind of heavy metal, rock solo there. So not a surprise, but this is not really a hybrid song. This is Punapum.
It's
straightforward.
This is just
true alternative rock song.
Oh, so this is kind of going to be up my... kind of in my wheelhouse as well then.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
A lot of like Smashing Pumpkins vibe.
Oh, yeah. I loved this. I'm showing
you would
my
definitely
age.
Understand what I'm trying
I'll
to say when you listen to this song.
Yes, actually I thought of a lot of his later stuff also did have a Smashing Pumpkins vibe. Also because their vocal tones are a little bit similar. I don't know if that was on purpose or not. But this is kind of a nice deep track from Seo-taeji wa either. It's called 슬픈 아픔 from their last track. Thank you so much for these wonderful tracks. Once again, we had a little bit of new, a little bit of old.
Always pleasure. I'm enjoying myself too much sometimes.
Oh, I love it. It makes me wonder.
I sing, I dance.
Do you 가을 타?
A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking it's October, it's just starting up. And when I see you in a month, deep in the autumn, maybe we'll have a 가을 타는, like a sentimental playlist.
Yeah, I'll bring some really deep cut ballad song that not many people would remember.
I love it. I love it. The deeper, the better.
Yeah.
Very welcome. Well, thank you so much for joining us on this month's, really, K-pop outside. I hope you have a wonderful month. Enjoy the fall. And we're going to say goodbye to everybody, actually, because it's time to say bye-bye. Here's Seo-taeji wa either 슬픈 아픔, sad pain. We'll see you tomorrow.